I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at Atlantic. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met earlier this week at the courthouse in Atlantic, and according to Auditor Dale Sunderman, the Cass County Library Association, represented by the librarians from all six city libraries in the county, met with the board to present a report on services provided in fiscal year 2014 for each and all libraries. The association requested that the current county funding of $60,600 be increased by 10.7%, plus $500 for each library for fiscal year 2016. The request was taken under advisement. The board approved a motion to award a contract for a bridge replacement project on Jackson Road, 1/8 of a mile east of 648th Street, to Cunningham Reese Company in the amount of $565,461. They also approved a motion to approve a federal aid agreement for the replacement of a bridge on Akron Road, 3/10 of a mile west of 770th Street, at an estimated cost of $360,000. In other business, the board discussed waterproofing the county's building at 707 Poplar Street, but tabled action on the matter until additional quotes were received. They also discussed the VoIP, or Voice Over Internet Protocol, telephone system proposals. Cass County E911 Director Rob Coppert reported that only one proposal was received. Part of the request for a proposal was that the system would provide redundancy telephone system to one brand. At a training session, it was learned that a VoIP system could not provide the same. Therefore, the recommendation was to reject all the bids and reissue a request for proposal and open it up to other brands. A motion was made and approved to reject all the bid and reissue an RFP for replacement of a telephone system for the courthouse. The sponsors of the Cass County Conservation Board's Trumpeter Swan Arrival Date Contest have announced that there is a winner of the contest. The official arrival of the swans was November the 11th. There was on that day five trumpeter swans, and they stayed for more than 20 hours. The winner of the contest is Pansy Hoffman. She'll receive a trumpeter swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. The County Conservation Board thanks all who participated in the contest, which was open to Cass County residents only. Well, the Cass County chapter of the Salvation Army is kicking off its annual Red Kettle campaign. Steve Livengood of Atlantic is serving his first year as chair of the event, which is being run differently this year from years in the past.
We're only doing it on Saturday. Last year they did it on Saturday and Sunday, so already we're only half as many as we did before. But on the process, 90% of what is collected stays here in Cass County. Last year they raised $7,443, so logically, you would think it's going to be half of that. We don't really want half of that. We need about that same amount. So all you folks last year that put the money in the pot on Sunday, you're going to have to come out Saturday and do it.
The kettles will be in place on Saturdays beginning November 29th. The other dates include December 6th, 13th, and 20th. For those who want to serve as volunteer bell ringers, Livengood said you won't have to stand out in the cold nearly as long this year.
Only going to do 1.5 hour shifts instead of 2 hour shifts. The good thing about the 2 hour shifts is I need less people. The good thing about the 1.5 hour shifts is you don't get quite as cold, and that's not a promise, but it's theoretically you would only get a little bit cold.
The first shift starts at 10 a.m. and they'll end at 4 p.m. and they'll be positioned at four locations in Atlantic.
There's the Walmart East door, the Walmart West door, the Fairway, and the Hy-Vee.
Livengood says they need help at Walmart and Fairway because the Hy-Vee site is already covered by the Atlantic Kiwanis and others. The bell ringers will take donations in the form of cash, checks, and loose change. Livengood said the money raised is for children and families in the county who are in need.
You know, the backpacks, the school lunch programs, the shoes for the kids that want to participate in sports that really can't afford the shoes. Last year, they used it for the Child Abuse and Prevention Council for some of their projects. Backpacks for the schools. They gave gift certificates or gift cards to the schools for at-risk students, you know, so they could hand them out as they deem necessary. It's the Shop with a Cop and the Family Christmas program, so the Family Dream Christmas. So they use that money to actually go out and buy Christmas presents for folks that wouldn't otherwise have one.
If you'd like to volunteer as a Salvation Army bell ringer, you can call Steve Livengood. His number is 712-243-5445. Be sure and leave your name, phone number, and time most convenient for you to work a shift if he's not available to talk with you live. Also, you want to dress warmly and bring a smile when you're out there bell ringing. The bell and kettle will be waiting for you, and you can even bring a friend to help out. Community betterment projects in the Malvern area stand to receive a huge financial boost thanks to the generosity of a local man. Alan Hall, chairman of the Mills County Community Foundation, says through the estate of William L. Costello, a foundation was created that has grown to $2.5 million. Bill Costello was a fourth-generation insurance agent in the Costello Insurance Agency, established in 1912. He passed away at the age of 65 in October of 2012. As a native of Malvern, Bill Costello's roots ran deep in the community. He graduated from the Malvern High School in 1965 and received his Bachelor of Science degree from Northwest Missouri State University in 1971, while also serving in the Army National Guard. He finished his guard tour with the Glenwood Unit, and through his years of owning and operating the Costello Agency, his commitment deepened to his clients, the residents of the community, and for community service and betterment projects. He began elements of his foundation in 2003 with the Mills County Community Foundation by starting the William L. Costello Endowed Fund. In 2007, he created an endowed scholarship fund for local graduating high school seniors. He began honing his estate plans and the grant-making details for his foundation, which established, emphasized, community betterment projects that would dovetail with the Mills County Community Foundation. The announcement of the William L. Costello Foundation is timed with the National Community Foundation Week and the Mills County Community Foundation Fall Grant Distribution of $94,400 to Mills County nonprofit agencies. That includes $63,600 from the William Costello Endowed Fund. Next year, that same fund will have about $113,000 to grant to Malvern nonprofit agencies and groups. And representatives of nonprofit agencies and organizations in Shelby County have received more than $33,200 in grants from the Shelby County Community Foundation. As CCF Chair Gene Gross said with his most recent round of grants, the Shelby County Community Foundation has distributed nearly $1.4 million in grants and scholarships over the last 14 years. A complete list of the grant recipients and the projects for which the funds will be used can be found on the news tab at KJAN.com. Look for this same story. Included in the total is $1,430 from the Endow Harlan Fund for the Friends of the Harlan City Parks and $580 from the Thelma Peterson Endowed Fund to the Shelby County Historical Society. The Shelby County Agency representatives received their grants and checks on Wednesday. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers is issuing a reminder to residents of his community with regard to the city's snow ordinance. Brothers says with the increasing likelihood of accumulating snowfall in Clarinda later this weekend, they'd like to remind citizens of Clarinda that the ordinance there states that nobody shall park any motor vehicle or other apparatus among the street of the city that will obstruct the removal of snow when there's been an accumulation of 2 inches or more. Any vehicle parked on the street in violation of the ordinance may be impounded. The registered owner will be subject to a parking fine and payment of all applicable towing and storage fees. The National Weather Service is predicting a 100% chance of snow Saturday afternoon in southwest Iowa and about a 70% chance for late Saturday night. News was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.